Chairman, we're live and ready to go.
All right, sir. This is the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission teleconference meeting for April 23rd, 2020. I'll call the meeting to order. And Mr. Whitehouse, you have a statement you want to read to the record, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Today's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting is being conducted electronically by means of a teleconference under the authority of Governor John C. Carney's Declaration of a State of Emergency and Proclamation Number 17-3292. Planning and Zoning Commission members and staff are connected by phone and or internet and are participating in real time. Members of the public may connect using the telephone conference call-in number that was advertised on this week's agenda. Members of the public may access the packet materials on the county's website. Also, members of the public may listen and view this meeting under the regular council chambers broadcast found on the county's website. Mr. Chairman, I will now confirm all members of the Planning and Zoning Commission are present. Mr. Wheatley.
Here.
Ms. Howie Stevenson.
Here.
Mr. Hopkins.
Here.
Ms. Wingate.
Here.
Mr. Mears.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, all members are present and connected. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Based on that information, we have a quorum and we'll proceed with our meeting. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, any changes to the agenda this evening?
There are no changes, thank you.
All right, we'll entertain a motion, please.
To approve.
Second.
Okay, moved by Ms. Wingate, seconded by Ms. Hoey Stevenson. I'll call the roll for the vote. Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries to 5-0. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the March 26, 2020 meeting. Mr. Whitehouse, any changes to the minutes?
Chairman, we picked up on a couple of minor typos, so they would be as revised.
Okay.
Make a motion to accept the meeting or the minutes as revised.
A second.
Okay, moved by Mr. Mears, seconded by Ms. Wingate. I'll call the roll for the vote. Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries 5-0. We have no old business this evening. We are not doing public hearings, so we're on to other business. Our first item of other business is Bioenergy Development Group, LLC. This is conditional use number 1962. This is a revised site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the addition of 7 storage tanks and other associated works to be located in the already improved area located between Building 1 and Building 3. The site plan also shows a proposed 2,000 square foot security and reception office located off of Enviro Way, along with new landscaping and fencing near the site entrance. The use of the site as a composting facility as an addition and extension to the previously approved micronutrient plant for the processing and handling of poultry litter was approved by County Council at its meeting of June 25th, 2013 under conditional use number 1962. The amount of car parking remains unchanged. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 132, Map 6, Parcel 88.01, 95.00, and District 132, Map 11, Parcels 41 and 41.02. Staff are awaiting agency approvals for the proposed changes. Thank you.
All right. We thank you, sir.
Anybody comments on this one?
I have a question on this one. I'm not sure that what they're doing now is the same thing that they were doing before. So is this still fall under the same conditional use? I mean, they're still dealing with poultry products, but now they're making natural gas, basically.
So if I can assist, Chairman, it's a valid question. The previous approval under CU 1962 was for a composting facility as an addition and extension to the previously approved micronutrient plant, which was for the processing and handling of poultry litter. And the addition of the new activities they're describing now in the rear of the building within the proposed tank farm. These are new activities. They were previously not doing that. Now, staff have looked at the approvals and the sequence of approvals for conditional uses, and we had taken the view that that was within the scope of the conditional use, but that's just a staff opinion. So if the commission were uncomfortable with that, the next process going forward would be to require a conditional use application to revise the existing conditional use.
The question I would have, and I'm inclined to agree with the staff, the question I would have is that, is this process or this activity that going to create any additional noise above what they would have had before, or traffic above what they would have had before? In other words, is it materially going to change the activity at the site, or is it pretty much going to be the same thing where there's going to be materials coming in, processed, and then materials going out?
And if I could assist, Chairman, we did ask the applicant as part of their site plan submission to submit a letter outlining the changes in the nature of the activities on site where appropriate and the structures that are proposed. And they have also provided a letter, which is the April 10th letter in your packets, that outlines what they consider to be a neutral impact. And the letter that has been submitted to the Commission also outlines what further approvals and agency approvals will be required, including DENREC and the various levels of state control that apply to the use. And all of that is in your April 10th letter. So.
Okay.
I kind of read it to the information that was provided to be an extension of what was previously approved, is my opinion. Anybody else have?
Yeah, I think it can be permitted under the conditional use. I just wanted to ask the question to get it on the record, and that there is a detailed letter was submitted supporting the site plan. So I don't have any particular issues with it, I don't believe.
Anybody else have anything?
I was just curious about it, since they were going to, I mean, one of the things they said they'll be doing is they'll be offing the gas, which means they'll be burning basically 10 days a month, up to 900 hours a year. So that's what I was, that's just something else. I guess that's not our consideration, is it? It's we're working out land use, not.
Yeah.
If I can assist, because Ms. Hoey Stevenson does have a point, that the applicant's working to obtain a resource recovery facility permit from DENREC for the activities, and we could require that to be provided before we bring back final, because this is a preliminary, not a final. So if the commission wanted to be furnished with further evidence at final that has taken place, we could require that. So.
I guess that would be agency approvals, right?
Correct. And what I'd suggest is we bring this back.
Well, let's have final. It come back though. Let's do, my suggestion would be that we approve it as a preliminary, and that's, and just as a preliminary. If that's all we do tonight, then it will come back to the commission for a final approval. And that way we get another look at it after all the agencies have had their say. What do you guys think about that?
I can go with that. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay.
I move for approval of the revised site plan for Bioenergy Development Group, LLC, number CU 1962, with final approval, subject to Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Second by.
It's been moved by Ms. Wingate and seconded by Ms. Stevenson, Ms. Hoey Stevenson, to approve the Bioenergy Development Group, LLC, site plan submitted under conditional use number 1962 as a preliminary. All those in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me call the roll. Ms. Hoey Stevenson.
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins.
Yes.
Mr. Mears.
Yes.
Ms. Wingate.
Yes.
Okay. Chair votes yes. Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is site plan 20-06 Capstone Homes Sales Center preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed sales center. Site improvements, being an existing 1,600 square foot two-story structure to office space adding 7,596 square feet, two-story sales design center, the addition of 21 new parking spaces, septic area, and stormwater management. The site is located at 28555 Town Highway. Change of zone 1897 was approved by County Council on December 17, 2019, to facilitate a change of zone AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, C2, Medium Commercial. Site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code, Tax Parcel District 334, Map 4, Parcel 37.0, and C2, Medium Commercial. Staff reading.
Chairman, it sounds like we're having some audio problems with Mr. Torrance's headset. Do you want me to reread that from the commission? Did everyone hear that?
I heard it, but I'm concerned that others may not have heard it all. If you would, please.
Sure. So this is a preliminary site plan for a proposed sales center. Site improvements, including converting an existing 1,600 square foot two-story structure to office space, adding a 7,596 square foot two-story sales and design center, the addition of 21 new parking spaces, a septic area, and stormwater management area. The site is located at 28555 Lewis Georgetown Highway. Its change of zone number 1897 was approved by County Council at its meeting of December 17th of last year, through ordinance number 2697, to facilitate a change of zone from AR1, agricultural residential zoning, to medium commercial, C2. The site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 4, Parcel 37.01, and the zoning is C2, medium commercial zoning district. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any questions, anybody? Then I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay.
That I make a motion that we approve the preliminary site plan for S20-6 Capstone Home Sales Center, final to be by, I don't know if they have their approvals or not, so.
Well, if you'd like to.
Final can be by staff.
Okay. It is preliminary, so they need final.
Okay.
All right. That was my motion.
Okay. Do we hear a second?
I second the
motion. Okay. The motion moved by Ms. Zoe Stevenson and seconded by Mr. Hopkins to approve site plan number 20-06 Capstone Homes Sales Center as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. Call the roll for the vote, please. Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 20-12, Tanger Fitness Center, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for an 18,018 square foot fitness center with 148 parking spaces located within a proposed lot 2 of a proposed major subdivision for lands of Siroc Rehoboth. The case number is 2019-32. All the lot lines for this site are proposed and are dependent upon the approval of a separate application for consideration of a major subdivision by the commission. The applicant is requesting preliminary approval for the site plan prior to the commission considering the subdivision plan later this year. The applicant is also requesting a modification in the parking layout with 49 parking spaces to be located within the front yard setback, as well as a dumpster located within the rear setback. The site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is Map 334, District 13, Parcel 325.36. The zoning is C3, Heavy Commercial Zoning District, and staff are awaiting all agency approvals. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Mears, before we jump in, let me ask a question of Mr. Whitehouse or Mr. Sharp. this seems a little out of order to me. The site plan being presented before the subdivision's been done. I mean, is there a reason why we're doing this way, or is this not so out of the ordinary?
Chairman, it's Jeremy Wojtas here. I know Ms. Headley actually discussed this with the applicant prior to submitting, so Ms. Headley may be able to chime in and correct me if I'm wrong. But I understand that, one, the subdivision is following on a different timescale, and that would be brought back to the commission. But as this was preliminary, I think the applicant was seeking a preliminary view from the commission as part of their consideration of the subdivision that they're going to present to you. But Ms. Headley can correct me if I'm wrong.
That is correct, Jamie. Actually, the major subdivision was supposed to be heard at the last public hearing. So in essence, if that was approved, it would be in order. We decided to move forward with this. Right. And you'll see that actually another item on the agenda will follow, knowing that even if the major subdivision was not approved, it would still be considered a permitted use in that zoning district. And with the approval of the major subdivision, it would essentially change the setbacks with where we would consider a front yard, and they are showing that on the site plan as where the approved subdivision lines would be. Keep that in mind.
Okay, so this was, I get it now. If we had not been interrupted by COVID-19, then we would have already had a subdivision.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. I get it now. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Mears.
Anybody have any questions or concerns? Hearing none, I'll move for approval of the preliminary site plan 2012 Tiger Fitness Center with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Mr. Mears, seconded by Ms. Hoey Stevenson to approve site plan 20-12 Tanger Fitness Center preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. I'll call the roll for the vote. Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Okay, chair votes yes. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 20-13, Tanger Microtel preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 77-bedroom hotel with 98 parking spaces located within proposed lot one of a proposed major subdivision, lands of Soraka Home LLC. All lot lines for this site are proposed and are dependent upon approval of a separate application for consideration of a major subdivision by the commission. The applicant is requesting preliminary approval of the site plan prior to the commission considering the subdivision plan later this year. The applicant is also requesting a reduction in the number of parking spaces from the required 119 parking spots to 98, a reduction of 21 spaces, with 15 spaces to be located within the front yard setback, as well as a dumpster located within the side and rear setback. The site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. It's tax parcel District 334, map 13, parcel 325.36. The zoning is C3, heavy commercial zoning district, and staff are awaiting agency approval.
Chairman, did everyone hear that?
Yes.
I think so. My concern is that anyone from the public who might be listening, if I may ask you to read that into the record one more time, please. I'm
just sure. Tim, the
public can hear.
Sure. It's because this is Mr. Torrance's site plan that he's bringing forward. If I reread it, and then Mr. Torrance can try to answer any questions you might have.
So.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 77-bedroom hotel with 98 parking spaces located within proposed Lot 1 of a proposed major subdivision, lands of Karaka Rehoboth III LLC, 2019-32. All lot lines for this site are proposed and are therefore dependent upon the approval of a separate application for consideration of a major subdivision by the Commission. The applicant is requesting preliminary approval of the site plan prior to the Commission considering the subdivision plan later this year. The applicant is also requesting a reduction in the number of required parking spaces from the required 119 parking spots to 98, which is a reduction of 21 spaces, with 15 parking spaces to be located within the front yard setback, as well as a dumpster located within the side and rear yard setback. The site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, tax parcel IDs District 334, Map 13, parcel 325.36. The zoning district is C3, heavy commercial zoning district, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, before we go any further with this, would you, just for the benefit of the commission, just refresh us on our authority to reduce parking and so on?
Sure. So the commission has the ability to modify the parking requirements. So the requirement for a hotel is a numerical calculation, and where the commission deems it necessary or appropriate, they have the authority to modify those requirements.
Okay. And then a question perhaps for Mr. Torrance. Did the applicant give any indication as to why they felt this was appropriate?
He did. You guys hear me now any better?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Sorry, I think it was in the package. Yeah, they said that they were to reduce their car parking. They wanted to reduce it from the 1.5 spaces per room that is in our code to 1 space per room based on the needs and requirements of the hotel franchise and the available overflow parking that exists in close proximity at the rear of the Tanger Outlet. We talked to the applicant yesterday. He also said that this is kind of where they thought they acquired needed for the amount needed.
So if I can assist, Chairman. So I think I heard some of that. So if I can repeat that back as my microphone's a bit clearer. So the applicant was requesting that the overall parking calculation be modified to the amount shown on the basis that they didn't consider that the standard required in the code was appropriate in this particular case. Going back to Chairman Wheatley's question as to why parking spaces are proposed within the front yard setback, it was basically to achieve the number of spaces and to execute the site plan whilst complying with all agency approvals, and they were of the view that it was necessary. Now, as to the degree to which that has been tested, we have not yet gone into the agency approvals side of things because this is preliminary, but they're telling us that they need this many, many spaces in the yard setback. So.
I don't have a problem with them putting the spaces in the setback because of the reasons that were stated in the letters in this, that, you know, this isn't against a road. They're basically making a new road and there will be interconnectivity. I don't think we should reduce the number, though. That is an area that is always full in the summer. And in the weekends, which would be the time they would have most people coming and going, I think they're gonna need the spaces. That's right there at the outlets.
Number of rooms was 77, and they're proposing 98 parking spaces now. Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
This has been an ongoing discussion for a few years now about the hotel parking requirement. I don't know who's right. One thought I had while looking at this was, though, that if they were to, we have allowed the shared parking, and maybe we could get the other 21 spaces by a shared parking arrangement with the fitness center, because there is interconnectivity. And then if they don't need them, they don't need them, but they own both. They're the same owner. It's the same people. So why would we not do that?
I agree, Mr. Chairman.
I mean,
yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson, does that work for you?
That could possibly work. I just know that we've reduced parking in other areas, and looking at some of them now, that probably was not our, was not in the best interest of the public now that I'm looking at some of them we've done. So, but I, as long as we have it all together, we're okay. How many? Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, that brings up an interesting point that I think it would be, and Mr. Whitehouse, this is probably for another day, another discussion, but it would be very useful for the commission to actually have some feedback on the things like that that we've done and how well they're working out. I'm not exactly sure how we would gather that information, but it would be information that would be useful to us. So if you would put that on your list of things to talk about later, I would appreciate it.
Sure, Chairman. And that's something we can do. The number of actual hotels in the county is not actually so great that we can't actually do a short preliminary analysis on parking and look into that in conjunction with our colleagues in DLDOT. And that's it wouldn't be something we would do today. Obviously, it would need further discussion, but sure, we can do that.
Well, I think to address Ms. Zoe Stevenson's concern for the volume of parking, I think it, in this instance, perhaps requiring a shared parking agreement with the neighbor would suffice for the 21 spaces that were short. And then it would be good to have that information because this will come up again. This will come up again. And it would be good to be able to go back and say, well, you know, we did it on this project, we did it on that project, and here's what the, you know, here was the result. And it wouldn't all fall on the shoulders of one or two commissioners then who had gone the extra mile to go out and actually look in those situations. It would be something that the staff could do for all of us.
Sure. And Chairman, if I can assist, and perhaps if Mr. Sharp can assist, if the commission are so minded to require that, this would be a matter of no action on the current site plan rather than denying it, and then we would just bring it back as a preliminary with that information shown. So.
Okay. That sounds all right to me, but what's everybody else think?
I agree.
So your motion would simply be to just table it or no action?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion for no action on site plan 20-13 Tanger Microtel, and we'll be looking for a shared parking agreement with the neighboring fitness center when it comes back before the Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
It's been moved by Mr. Mears and seconded by Ms. Wingate to take no action on site plan number 20-13 Tanger Microtel. Give the applicant an opportunity to reconsider the parking options. Let me call the roll for the vote. Ms. Zoe Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins? Mr. Hopkins? Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Hopkins, yes.
Speaker votes yes. Mr. Hopkins votes yes. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 20-14, High Tide Church preliminary site plan.
Chairman, if I can assist with this, I think we're having some audio difficulties.
I'm here.
Ms. Headley's here. Okay.
I thought I was off mute. My apologies. This is a preliminary site plan for a 10,000 square foot church building, vehicle parking of 206 spaces, and other site improvements to be located off of 9-foot road. The proposed church is a one-story building with a 300-seat sanctuary. The proposed site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 10, parcel 46. The zoning is AR1 agricultural residential, and staff are awaiting all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion if no one else has any comments or concerns.
All right, sir.
I move for approval of the preliminary site plan 20-14 High Tide Church with final site plan approval, subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
It's been moved by Mr. Mears and seconded by Ms. Wingate to approve site plan 20-14 High Tide Church as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. I'll call the roll for the votes. Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Okay, chair votes yes. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Next item is site plan 20-15, Lands of Wade, LLC, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed 4,320 square foot three-story addition for an office onto an existing 4,000 square foot pole barn, with a total of 16 parking spaces proposed in the front yard and side yard setbacks, and located at the intersection of Birch Road, Route 274, and South Street in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The site was granted a 7-foot variance from the 15-foot required front corner yard setback and a 13.8-foot variance from the required 60-foot front yard setback by the Board of Adjustment at their meeting of March 2nd, 2020, through BOA case number 12,418. The proposal consists of relocating 3 parking spaces towards the frontage of Birch Road and maintaining 11. The applicant has submitted a requesting approval to allow parking within the front and side yard setbacks. The site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 150. The zoning is C1 General Commercial, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question on this one.
Okay.
How many parking spaces are there now? I mean, this is the place right across from the Walmart, right?
Ms. Headley, are you there? You're able to answer this? Or?
Yes, I'm looking at it now. I believe, based off of the notes, that sorry, Jamie, I'm looking at your screen. You're moving. The parking spaces were moved from, where the existing edge of pavement is. There's a billboard side on the north end of the site. They were moved from that area into the front. I don't think the number of parking spaces has actually changed. They just reconfigured where they were located.
And if I can assist, if I can assist also, I understand that, and having discussed this with the applicant, that there actually may be a fire marshal requirement here governing the layout of the site, in that the fire marshal will need access to the building as extended. So that has played at least some role in the site plan design.
Well, does it have the required number of spaces? I mean, we're...
It does. It's only required to have 13 spaces.
Okay.
And they're proposing 16.
Okay.
So they're just, so they have 11 spaces or... Okay, so I'm sorry I'm so dense on this one. I meant to go out there today and didn't make it. So they have 11 spaces in the front already?
No, they have 11 spaces that they're keeping in place on the north end of the property currently, and relocating...
Three of them to the front.
To the front.
Where there is parking now? I'm thinking.
I'm thinking.
I'm sure I've seen people parked in front of it. Yeah.
There's handicapped spots that are up there now.
Right. Okay. Well, it is on an access road, not on a main road. So.
Please forgive me. I just had Nick explain to me where they actually are. The parking spaces are actually on the south side of the property currently, towards Birch Road and on the side property line. And they are reconfiguring the parking lots to be in front of the building instead of on the side property line.
But they wouldn't have anybody backing out into onto Birch Road. They would have to get out on that road that they're the driveway they're creating there.
That's correct.
Okay. That's actually a better system than they've got in place right now. Okay. Those were my questions. Thank you for your help. I was just worried about the safety of people. That's a pretty busy area. So I didn't want people. There's people backing into stuff. So thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion if there's no further comments or concerns.
Okay, sir.
I move for approval of the preliminary site plan 20-15 Lands of Wade LLC, with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second by Hopkins.
It's been moved by Mr. Mears and seconded by Mr. Hopkins to approve site plan 20-15 Lands of Wade LLC as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. I'll call the roll for the vote. Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is Angola Beach and Estates revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for the relocation of two lots from Marlin Court to South Beach Drive and the existing Angola Beach and Estates manufactured home park. The site is located at 22971 Suburban Road in Lewis, Delaware. Staff would note that the steps and associated landing project approximately 4 feet into the required 20-foot separation distance on the proposed plan. However, this projection is permitted under Chapter 115, Section 172, Letter G, Number 7 of the Sussex County Zoning Code, which states that steps with related landing not exceeding 28 square feet of lot coverage may project 4 feet into the required setback. The revised site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code, tax parcels District 234, Map 18, Parcel 1. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting all agency approvals.
Any questions or concern? If not, I have a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I move for approval of the revised site plan for Angola Beach and Estates, MHP, with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Mears, seconded by Mr. Hopkins to approve Angola Beach and Estates Mobile Home Park revised site plan as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye. I'm sorry, I meant to call it a cult roll. Sorry about that. I'll get the hang of this after a while. And it's a manufactured home park. Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Mears.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Wingate.
Yes.
Okay, chair votes yes. Motion carries 4-5-0. Thank you. Our next item is Old Mill Landing South Subdivision 2019-2, request to revise conditions of approval, sidewalks only.
This is a request to revise the wording of a condition of approval for the 156-lot cluster coastal area subdivision to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore Hundred, Sussex County. The property is lying on the southeast corner of Old Mill Bridge Road and Millineck Road. At its meeting of February 13th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission granted preliminary subdivision and approval subject to conditions, with condition I stating that, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all internal streets. The applicant has submitted a request to modify condition I by deleting the words both sides and substituting one side. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 21, Parcel 6.00 is a portion of that parcel, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Thank you.
Anybody have anything on this?
I think we were just confused. The applicant offered to put them on one side, so I'm all right with that.
Okay. I'm okay with it.
All right, Mr. Chair, I move that we amend condition I of the preliminary approval for subdivision 2019-2 for Old Mill Landing South to read as follows. G. As proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on one side of the internal streets. A system of fully shielded and downward screened street lighting shall also be provided.
I second the motion.
Okay, thank you.
Chairman, can we just clarify, is it condition I or condition G? Remember that the lettering is different, so.
So sorry.
I believe it is I.
I revise my motion as offered to I. Do you want me to read it again?
Well, since the issue is sidewalks on one side of the road, what your motion could be is just to simply grant the request.
I grant your request.
There you go.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to grant the request to revise conditions of approvals pertaining to sidewalks for Old Mill South Subdivision 2019-2. I'll call the roll moved by Mr. Mears. I'm sorry, who moved and who seconded on that one?
I moved, Wingate.
That's right, Ms. Wingate moved, Mr. Mears seconded. I'll call the roll. Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Chair votes yes, motion carries 5-0. Thank you, next item, Old Mill Landing North. Subdivision 2019-13, request to revise conditions of approval, sidewalks only.
Thank you. This is a request to revise the wording of condition of approval for the 71 single family lot cluster subdivision to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the southeast corner of Old Mill Bridge Road and Millineck Road. At its meeting of February 13th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission granted preliminary subdivision plan approval subject to condition G. Condition G states that, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all internal streets. The applicant has submitted a request to modify condition G to delete the words both sides and substituting one side. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 21.00, Parcel 6.00, and it's a portion of that parcel, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Thank you.
There's no comments. I have a motion.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the request for the change of condition on 2019-13. I'm sorry.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Ms. Wingate and seconded by Mr. Mears to grant the request to revise conditions of approval sidewalks only for Old Mill North Subdivision 2019-13. I'll call the roll for the vote. Ms. Hoey Stevenson?
Yes.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Yes.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries 5-0. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. I do want to let the commission know, if you've made aware already, that at our next meeting, we will be doing some public hearings. The technology is being put in place as we speak to allow the public to participate in real time. The format, as I understand it, is going to be very much like what we're doing right now. We'll just be adding the element of the of public hearings. And Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything you want to add?
Yes, Chairman. So at the moment, we are still working out the specifics, but basically it would work exactly as you've outlined. There may be a need for a moderator to introduce this, each speaker one at a time. What we don't want to do is have multiple people all trying to speak at once. That is currently being worked out, and that will likely be made known to the public as part of our usual agenda process.
Okay. All right, then. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order? Okay. There being none, we'll stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing. Thank you all.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you. Good night.